Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as with many aspects of life, buying fast food has become increasingly free from annoying human interaction. You just stab a screen a few times. But does this somehow change the experience? Does it influence what you buy and how much? Would you prefer to have your Happy Meal handed to you by a spotty teenager? News Talk's 10 Pints and a Kebab correspondent, Henry McKean, has been investigating this major cultural shift. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon. How did you know I had 10 pints? I actually had 9 pints, but we won't go into that.
Okay, all
and
right.
I didn't have a kebab. I actually ate in this beautiful Swedish restaurant in Kenmare, and I had lamb, which in a way is a kind of a bit like a kebab, really. But yeah, we're talking about touchscreen kiosks. Didn't come across them in Kenmare, but we did today. And there is that risk of, if I can use a strong word, poo contamination, and it can transfer to humans, and it can make you sick because not everyone washes their hands. They do try and wash the screens as much as possible. And all sorts of products are now being sold. It's not just the fast food restaurants. It's all different types of companies are now doing it. Mobile phone shops, petrol stations, you name it. The average takeaway. I went into this restaurant to order something to take away. And it took ages, Sean. It took literally ages to try and navigate the machine. So I'm just heading into a restaurant here and to use an actual touchscreen. So it's very, very modern with loads of information. It's trying to sell me some chicken. And now it wants to sell me some fancy sparkling lemon and lime drink. So it says start order. So I'll press on that. It's giving me the option to eat in or take away. I can do the transaction in English, Gaelic or Espanol. So let's go takeaway. I'm pressing on the takeaway. There is a kind of mark on the screen. It doesn't look that clean. I'm going to have to wash my hands afterwards. So I'm going to get a coffee. They do good coffee in here. So let's go for the flat white. There it is. So I press that. Customize. I don't want to add to order, but it doesn't give me any other option. So view my order. Let's press on that. It wants me to round up to give to a charity. Do you know what? I will round up. So my coffee that was 3:30 is now 4. I'm going to complete the order. And it's saying I've got to pay on a card. Here we go. So I'm just finding my card now. I know we can hear the music in the background. Trying to use the credit card machine. Hang on. I'm not very good at this. Oh, please present insert card. Okay. Putting it inside. Okay. Putting in my PIN code. Okay, PIN okay. Has approved. I can take my card out. That's successful. Okay, would I like a receipt? Yes. I have to say no because it's run out of receipts. Oh, there we go. I have to wait now to grab my order. Number 50. Oh, that guy shouted 48. That's not me. So that took 2 minutes, that order. 2 minutes just to order a coffee through the touchscreen.
God, that went on for ages. I wouldn't...
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Have made a cup of coffee in less time than that. Plus, as well, the music.
You didn't like all that pop music.
It was something in the background. We'd probably have to pay, you know, Imros on that.
It sounded like Spin 103.8 there. It almost felt like that my phone had gone off in my pocket and somehow it ended up on the air. And I want to apologize that people had to listen to over 2 minutes of me ordering a coffee. You know, in the olden days, you could go in and go, yes, can I have a flat white? No problem. There you go, sir.
Yeah.
Done.
And then they'd go, enjoy.
Yes, they would. they might start talking about the coffee beans that could take ages. But yeah.
What's the roundup in Henry's report all about? I've never seen that on any of those machines. Is that you round up what you're paying and they goes to charity or they just keep it?
It was a roundup. So the coffee was, it was a flat white. It was actually really nice. I think it was a Colombian bean without going into too much detail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was lovely. But yeah, it asked me to round up. It was 3:30 and they said, could you round up to 4? And it went to charity. And I said, okay. So I rounded it up.
Okay.
So
did they say what charity it was?
They did. But if I give away the name of the charity, I give away the name of the fast food restaurant.
Okay, fair enough.
But it's a well-known restaurant and it's a charity linked to that restaurant.
I think you just did. So when you were there and when you were talking to people, are they keen on this innovation?
Yeah, well, this is it. Not everyone likes them. And the elderly people, or older people, I should say, I get really confused with them.
It's okay for younger people that are able to use them. I think for older people it's more difficult as well. So that's what you should consider, you know, if they're introducing them. But there should be, you know, human interaction.
Yeah, like they're popping up in petrol stations, in chemists, the airport. I travelled through Dublin Airport yesterday and those touchscreens have really popped up.
Yeah, they are, yeah. They're all over the place. That's what they're literally taking over, but meaning human jobs.
And do you think they're taking away the human jobs, or is it freeing up the humans to do other things?
Yes, but sometimes you can't find a person. You know, if something happens, then you can't find somebody around to help you.
And you can't work it.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So you do need the help of the likes of us.
And obviously also in the supermarkets, and you've no choice but to use them these days.
Well, as I said as well, the older people as well that don't know how to use them. You know, and if there's no one around to help them, it is very difficult.
And if I'm buying my cans of Guinness, there's no staff around to allow the sale to go through, so I'm just standing
I know, it's because of the age as well, so you need assistance when something doesn't go right. That's her as well.
And how do you feel about these touchscreens?
Me? No place. They're asking the wrong one.
No, I'm asking the right person.
No, I tell you, I don't like them because I'm not into it. You'd want rubber gloves on you to be touching it.
Rubber gloves.
Filthy. Yeah, you'd want just a filthy, they don't care, and not being rude, but they're picking everything belongs on their bodies and then using their machines.
So they're picking everything, so there could be all sorts of dirt.
Yeah.
There could even be feces.
Oh, exactly. And up your nose and anywhere in your ears. So they don't
think
care.
They could be wax or they could be snotters or bogies.
Literally. Snotty.
So do you prefer the human? Do you try and find...
If you can find someone to talk to,
service,
to ask something. But if you can't find them, there's nothing you can do. And then they're very rude when you do find them, so... Yeah. They don't like dealing with you. I mean, you look and see a bit older than the average. They think, she's a simpleton. I don't think so.
There you go. She's has mixed feelings about them, I would have thought. Restaurant critics, they wouldn't come across these kind of things at all because they're eating in fancy Michelin star places.
Absolutely. And we do reach out to Russell Alford, one of the gastro gays, a Sunday Times restaurant critic, but also a fan of takeout food. He wrote a cookbook about it all, and it was called Hot Fat, a big, delicious deep dive into the world of deep frying. And he is partial to a few chips on the side.
Only last week, I was doing just that. I was having fish and chips, and I went to a local takeaway, and it felt very unusual because, unlike previous occasions where you shout your order across the counter, I used a touchscreen in a chipper and it felt very unusual because this is something that's more of the preserve of, you know, one of the big international chains, your McDonald's, your big Burger Kings or KFCs. So it was a bit of a shock to stand there pressing buttons on a screen waiting for my fish and chips and curry sauce. There is an interesting thing about how these machines work and how they get you to customize things and upsell, but they do have a huge advantage. If you are traveling anywhere in the world and you maybe don't speak the language, it cuts down that barrier very, very quickly without needing to worry about translations or communications. It's also great for customization, especially if you've kids and everything who might be fussy eaters. You can easily remove various different elements and options too. But I'm always brought back to a rhyme that I saw around Valentine's Day a couple of years ago, and it was roses are red, violets are blue, the takeaway touchscreen contains traces of poo. And it was based on a study that was done around the time that found how unclean some of the screens are. So if you are of a nervous disposition, maybe still go up and go to the counter. And when it comes to the upselling, yes, every single one of them will always try and add on a few extra things, and it does work. It does work for everyone. And they do have their advantages too, though. QR codes for scanning, for savings. We're all very mobile. We all have apps. We all have loyalty schemes. It just makes the transactional thing a lot easier, and you can kind of see it in the busier environments, how it kind of triages people. But when it comes to a chipper, as far as I'm concerned, you have to shout it across the counter. It's the only way forward.
There you go. That's what Russell Alford thinks about that. Someone says they refuse to buy anything in a certain fast food restaurant because they insist on you using a kiosk and will not take an order at the counter. Kiosks are fine, but when you get to a certain age, you prefer somebody take your order to ensure that it's right. It took me twice as long to order the kiosk than it would be if someone had taken my order. It wasn't like there were no staff available to take my order or they were doing other jobs. They were simply standing behind the counter talking.
Huh. That's interesting. And they will, if you go up to the counter in most fast food restaurants or takeaways, and they're encouraging you to do touchscreen, but they do have humans. They do have a cash register. Many of them still take cash.
Yeah.
But you're right. They would prefer if you didn't go up there, for sure.
Yeah, they absolutely would. So you did get talkers. Now, it's not just in restaurants this happening. You were saying mobile phone shops.
Mobile phone shops, I discovered today. They're also going touchscreen. I met this worker.
Your business uses the touchscreens. Yeah. Do the customers like using them?
Yeah, it's easy. It's a lot, especially for elderly people. Like, it's more like you can see what you're actually doing. Do you get me? So it's a lot easier to use and more efficient.
So on the touchscreen, would you have the products? Would it be customer service? What would it be?
All the above. Everything, yeah.
Everything?
Yeah.
And it's easier to find stuff.
Exactly.
So
it
is. It's a bit like an old Argos catalogue magazine, exactly. But it's a screen.
Exactly. On a big screen, you can actually see, like, you know, like when you're like at a restaurant or like McDonald's, you're able to see like what you're ordering. Yeah.
And yourself, do you think it could replace staff? Do you think the bots are here to stay, or does it complement you? Does it help you?
It helps, but I do think maybe like in the next 10 years, it probably could take people's jobs. Yeah, 100%.
Because, you know, I can actually talk to you as a human being,
yeah,
and you can tell me the problem with the product,
yeah,
whereas the computer is kind of guessing.
That's true, but you see, with AI, they're always accurate though. Do you know?
You think?
Yeah, 100%.
And you like what you do?
Yes, I love what I do.
And you're not scared that you're going to be replaced with a screen?
No, I think it's actually helping us, you know? It's actually helping us, making our jobs a lot more easy.
There you go. Well, it's making her job easy for the time being,
mm-hmm,
until she doesn't work there anymore.
Well,
that's the problem.
It frees her up to do other things, yeah, but then if we keep getting freed up, there's nothing for us to do.
Yeah, what other things? And I mean, they said that, you know, we're all supposed to be living in a leisure society, and,
yes,
you know, by the year 2000, we'll all be just spending most of our time reading books and bringing the dog for a walk.
Or we'll be at home ironing, because they haven't figured out a way to sort that out yet.
is it possible to kind of avoid any of this stuff?
Yeah, well, we all need to fight the man a bit more. We do. And
yeah,
fight the bots. So actually, don't fight the bots, because then you're engaging. Just ignore them. Here is an older guy, and he's holding out.
No, never use touch screens, never.
Not even a smartphone?
No, not even a smartphone, no. We have we use a Doro phone that we got in the post office, Post Mobile, but they do smartphones as well.
So, you know, show me your phone, can I have a look?
Yeah.
So you're going into your pocket, you're bringing out your phone. So this is a flip phone, and it's got actual buttons, like the old Motorolas in the late 90s. So how come you have one of them? How come you didn't embrace the touchscreen?
It's just that these are simpler and they're handier to use. My wife has one of these as well, and we find no complications. You can make a call, receive it, take pictures. It has Bluetooth and everything on
it. So everything you need?
Oh, it's everything you need. Oh, my God, yeah. There's nothing that it hasn't got that. A smartphone has a lot of jiggery-pokery, but this is basic. That's all we need.
And you're not missing Instagram?
No, I'm not missing anything of the techie world.
And how old are you?
70.
You're a young man.
70.
70's not old. When you're in the supermarket, like that person just coming out with their trolley is there, she more than likely had to use one of those touchscreens. Do you use them, or do you queue up to go to a checkout girl?
Yeah, we always try to queue up and go to a till with a person, as it like, rather than this beep beep and put
you don't
it
like
into
the beep,
bag. No, I don't. My missus, yeah, she's got Newton to them, but I'd rather go with a proper person with it, you know, at the till.
There you go. That's a man who doesn't need the jiggery pokery, Henry.
He's right.
Yeah.
Or the bogeys or the snotters. I can't tell the difference between the two.
Yeah. Because they could be on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, are they bogeys or are they snotters? And what is a bogey and what is a snotter?
I don't know. And if any listeners have any hard evidence of what is the definitional difference, we would be interested to hear that.
That's it. I think you just said it there. Hard.
Yeah, indeed. Henry McKean, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.